Minneapolis, Minnesota.
I don't know who that guy was, but must be one of the many residents here in downtown Minneapolis. We are back, my hometown, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we are at a brewery that the beer guys used to visit back way back when, man, in 2011. It was one of the very first breweries we used to come to because it was one of the very best. We've got one of the best IPAs here. I can't wait to see how they've evolved in all these years, because it's been probably 10 years since we've been here, and now they're bigger, they're better, they've expanded. And we're downtown Minneapolis, a stone's throw from the Twins Stadium, and I can't wait. Target Field is here, Fulton is here, and the beer is waiting. Let's go.
Fulton Brewing Company, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Man, and just like he said, it has been a while since we have been in this brewery, and they have definitely expanded and remodeled, and so I am very excited to get back up in here and see how things are looking. And walking in, man, I love what I'm seeing when I walk in. They got a nice little big screen up there, but their merch, man, they got some really cool merch. And t-shirts, you know, I think is the main thing that I was really digging on is just the different variety of t-shirts and a great price as well. I mean, not overpriced or anything like that. And yeah, I'm gonna have to maybe take one of those home with me. Minneapolis made, of course, you can see that sign. Back area is for seating. This front area, I mean, that's a big table there. If you got like a big group, they got some high tops on the side. Lots to choose from on that beer menu board back there. So not sure what we're going to get yet. Hey, pinball machines? Man, I love pinball machines. So that part is cool. But this patio has really, really expanded. And it is very, very large. And I would imagine on a Twins game day, home game, I bet this sucker is packed in the summer because Target Field is right across the street. And then this back area that you go to is definitely all new. Maybe, you know, you could maybe reserve this for special events, I'm thinking, you know, they got a nice TV there on the wall for you. They've got a separate ordering area. You are back inside of the brew house. THC water, I don't know nothing about that. Grass belongs in glass, definitely smokes in glass. So let's go. They got four for us here, so I'm excited.
Fulton Brewing Company, Minneapolis.
What can I say?
I don't think it gets much better than this.
I just get goosebumps just being here, man. I mean, this is one of the first breweries, breweries in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota, and like, they have a big sign there, Minneapolis Made. In fact, we're going to be having one of their Minneapolis Made brews here. And, man, Sweet Vine, man.
Sweet Child of Vine. I mean, we didn't get it.
Because
this guy has had it, I don't know how many times.
It was one of the very first IPAs that I've had.
Yeah, yeah.
From Minnesota.
Exactly. It definitely is. And so,
we're excited.
THC stuff here, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's the second one. You said Fat Pants and Eden Prairie, yeah. I think, also had some of that going on, too. So, you know, they just legalized marijuana here, or cannabis here in Minnesota. So these breweries are slowly getting involved in on that bandwagon. So, I don't know, we might try one of those to go. You can't get it here. It comes in a bottle, that shit.
They say that grass belongs in a glass, and they have it here, so...
That's a great slogan.
All right,
Fulton, man, let's try it. All right, let's start with the fucking Pilsner, right? I mean, that looks great to me. You already know we like Pilsner, so... That's a good
one. I don't know if it's a Czech or a...
I don't either, but that's a good one. It's, it's so smooth. I don't get a lot of bitterness. I don't get a lot of aftertaste. It goes down nicely, so...
It's like I didn't even drink anything. I mean, it's like so smooth.
That's what I mean.
But just... but just everything envelopes through your entire system, through the smell, through all your senses, and it just is the smooth, one of the smoothest pilsners I've had. So
absolutely,
hats off to.
They're off to a hell of a start.
The Child of Vine is one of the very original IPAs that they made, but this is the 300 version. I've seen it before. It's a they say it's the very best IPA that they make.
Yeah, he did. He listed off all those hops you like.
It's not real bitter.
No,
but it's real
70s, hoppy. 70-ish.
Yeah. So it's not going to overtake you with bitterness, but the hops are supposed to envelope everything to make this the 300, which is like a step up from their sweet Child of Vine.
And look, that's why people drink IPAs, right? They like the hoppiness. They like that taste.
Nothing hazy about this, baby.
Shit, no, man. It's got a hell of a color. It's clear. Whoa, look at how it holds that head. Damn. Yeah. Fulton's got it going.
I ain't just taking grass home. I'm taking this home. I am. I'm taking this.
You're taking one home. First
guys,
I've bought so far, so it's got.
I haven't bought one, but this one, I'm telling you,
the 300.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
that is so freaking good.
Let me smell that. Let's see. Oh, whoa.
That's a double IPA.
Holy smokes. Wow. Oh, God.
So good. It is so good.
Oh.
It is so good. If you don't like IPAs, don't even touch this sucker. But if you're an IPA lover, come on down, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I took a tiny sip, and I am just still feeling
it's going home with me, along with the grass.
Even when I smell it, I mean, I'm still smelling it. So
is this the...
this is the winter ale.
The winter ale?
Their winter fest.
Do you know anything about it? Or?
Shit, no. It's called the winter warmer, and it's just a winter ale. Yeah, that's all I know.
He said good choice.
He did. Because it just came out.
Oh,
I think he said like 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago. So it's just been tapped.
It's brand new. And
man, I can honestly say I've never tasted anything like this.
Because it's got a red tint to it.
But I mean, it is not overpowering in anything. It's just...
And it's a beer. Look at it.
Guys, this is...
It's not like some of those other ones we've had that were cidery. That's...
You know, it's not something I would drink a lot of, but man, just...
As a seasonal type of...
Yeah. Another one of those beers when you're going out to the... You know, ice fishing and your little cubicle there with,
or
have one of them.
Oh wow! Oh yeah, it's not red. That's a caramely,
clovey. It's got cloves. You can taste the cloves.
Oh wow! What is that? Whoa!
Coriander, maybe.
Wow!
And very spicy.
Very spicy. But good.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, man, you show up at a Christmas party or something, like a six-pack of that, man, you might be, like, the hero of the whole party.
Because
that's unique, festive, it's...
You bring that and let the other guy bring that Michelob, what are they, Ultra here that they serve?
Yeah,
not,
they do, like, Ultra here.
No, that's
they?
A Golden. It's a Michelob Golden. They don't sell anywhere else but here. Why? Because it sucks.
Oh,
that's or really good.
I wish
you guys.
I knew what that one spice is.
I think it's coriander.
It totally
coriander. Coriander.
That's good. All right, last one. Shit, man. I don't remember if it's a stout or a porter. To be perfectly honest, I don't remember.
But it is their answer to the dark.
It is. Yeah, it is their dark.
I mean, basically, he told us if you, this is the dark beer to go to for winter.
Yeah.
And this is their second.
Yeah.
Choice. We like to ask these bartenders because, you know, they kind of know what people are buying and what people like.
Oh, you'll like that. That's good.
Is it smooth?
It's
creamy? What?
Smooth. It's not creamy. So I think it's more of a porter.
Oh, yeah. This is a porter.
I think it's more of a porter than a stout.
Definitely a porter.
Yep. And
porter, stout, probably. Porter.
But it's good, right? It's coffee. I mean, I feel a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's as good a porter or stout that we've had anywhere. Again, it's not the creamy type.
It's not creamy.
It's really good, you guys. So we are blown away. Now, they say the blonde, what did you say? The
blonde
ale
is their number one.
Is their number one selling product of everyone. Now, I know that you can buy this product in liquor stores around this area. I know I've even seen Fulton down in the Kansas and Missouri
really?
Side. Yeah.
No shit.
So, if you know, even if you can't get to the brewery, if you see Fulton,
grab it.
Especially the 300, the blonde. I'm sure that these two do not come.
No.
But
I know Sweet Child of Vine.
Sweet Child of Vine.
No, I mean, if you see that one.
That's their flagship.
That's their original, man.
And this Pilsner, man.
Oh, yeah.
If you can find that.
Shit, yeah.
We are all in. We are in my hometown, born and raised in this town.
Downtown Minneapolis.
Went to school in downtown Minneapolis. De La Salle Islanders. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm home, man, and I love it. Every time I come here, I feel like I'm a kid again and drinking this great beer, man.
Don't get much better than this shit.
I love it. Yeah.
So thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
Good job.